Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Tzadik Zayin, the third daf in a row related to wine, third and final daf. Again, we got into this by the fact that the Mishnah earlier had said that if you sell a barrel of wine, so then how much of it is allowed to be bad wine, inferior wine. So through that, we got into three blot in about wine. Today's shir is just Lerefua Shalema. Malka Bas Chava, sponsored by Jeremy Kurtz. Malka Bas Chava, the Divrei Torah today should be Lerefua Shalema. She should have a complete Refua, sponsored by Jeremy Kurtz. We thank you for sponsoring. And now let's get into the daf. Tzadik Zayin. So we started yesterday, I mentioned one final idea, which I didn't have time for, but I'll mention now. And that is, we talked about beer yesterday. Beer and other items which are made from certain ingredients like shmarim, like seorim, the Gemara brought up yesterday, even though they still remain with the bracha of shahakol. So the that also comes up not just by beer, which we quoted Tosas and Brachas Daf Lamed Ches, which is 3 days why you make a shahakol on beer, but it also comes up by schnapps. Big controversy is making kiddush on schnapps. So it's a very famous taz, which is the basis for this, the whole idea that you would be able to. I mean, what's the controversy? The controversy is that usually we need a shear, a certain minimum shear, to be first for a kosher bracha. We need a, you have to drink a rove revius from a coast that holds a revius. So a schnapps glass is not a revius. So the question is, how is it that many make kiddush on a cup of schnapps? So not Friday night. Friday night is Daraisa, so I think Ruba Deruba of the Olam does not make Kiddush, but Shabbos morning. So it's still a Kiddush Derabanan. It's still a Koshal Bracha Midrabanan. So why is it that there are those that, how is it that there are those that make Kiddush on Shabbos? So some give the answer, as we'll see soon, that is wrong. That one should be Yotze Kiddush with somebody who makes Kiddush on a full cup, and then somebody could have the schnapps. It's fine. The halach is not against that. It's against having a lot of it. But the halach is not against having a cup of schnapps. But one should not make kiddush on it. And that is, by the way, what Rov HaPoskim, as we'll see. Rov HaPoskim assumed that it is better not to make kiddush on schnapps. But what is the basis for the heter? The basis is the Taz. The Taz says nothing about kiddush. Zero. The Taz is in Hilchas Bracha Achrona. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Yud, if somebody eats less than a kezayis or drinks less than a revius, so then they don't make a Bracha Achrona. Like we saw yesterday, a little bit related to Bracha Achrona. If I eat less than a kezayis, I have a tiny drop of a drink, I have to make a Bracha Rishona, but I don't make a Bracha Achrona. Says the Taz there in Reish Yud Sif Aleph, Nirali D'yayin Sarap Shebebedina Seinu Eino Mechalzeh. Schnapps does not have the same halacha regarding bracha achrona. Because this, the, it's impossible, and it's not the derech to drink so much of this at a time. Imkain azlinan baser shir shesia l'rov b'nei adam. So you know what? For bracha achrona, says the Taz, you go after what rove people drink. Rove people drink a shot, so that's what's needed for bracha achrona. That's it. And then he says, Hakanami b'yayin, he quotes a raya, but there's Hakanami b'yayin saraf, shim shose, kederach b'nei adam shose, b'pam echad, afilu shtei pamim, k'shein hefzik b'neim, if there's no long shear, so then they're mitztarif to each other, b'kal makam, kiven jeroi, limzog mayim, v'yishter avias, karinan be shapir v'savata. That's considered, you know, the satiation needed for bracha achrona, kein yirlani ez daiti. Adkan divri atas. Achronim, after the Taz, use this Taz and say maybe we could extend it to Kiddush. Just like the Taz says by Bracha Achrona, a shot of schnapps is enough for Bracha Achrona, so too that could substitute for the regular requisite cheer for Kiddush. That is the most famous heter, one of the two or three heterim that is discussed. Is that, even though it's not Hagefen. Even though it's not a given, well, there's a concept called Chamar Medina. God's called Chamar Medina, that you're allowed to make Kiddush sometimes on Chamar Medina. But beer and orange juice and others. So let's assume that that's not the problem. The problem is the issue of the shear. So the question is, that's the Taz. So do we pass it like the Taz? So there are many, many poskim that argue, starting with the Magen Avraham and continuing with the Mishnah Berurah. No slouches. Says the Magen Avraham, we don't even pass it like the Taz of Hilchos Bracha Achrona, let alone Kiddush. You want to extend the Taz to Hilchos Kiddush? to say, oh, Bishum, that mitzvah derabanan. So it says the Magen Avraham there, even in Hilchis Bracha Achrona, he says this in Siman Kuf Tzadik, V'yesh Rotzin Lomar, Dal Yayin Sarach Bevarach Pachos B'Kizayis, V'Purtam Yas V'Daitei, V'Li Nira, says the Magen Avraham, in Hilchis Bracha Achrona, to be Inon Kishir. There are many different types of foods. There are sharp foods, there are less sharp foods. What? Every food is going to have its own shear? The derech has to eat a lot of this food, a little of that food. The chachamim are mechalik b'shirin. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, Aval kol ha'achronim dachu dvarav, v'helu d'kol shaloshasa revi'a shalem, b'im b'yayin b'im b'shar mashkin, ein rasha levarach rach achrona, u'kadasa shulchan aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes his anilchis, havdalah, V'yal yayin asraf, ein kedai lahavdil. And he quotes our Magen Avraham. So there are many halachists that say that it shouldn't be done. The defense that is quoted by a number of the tshuvas is, oh, we can't be mahar after great tzaddikim. So it's not really a positive defense, but again, we're not judging. We're not judging anyone. The Marsham and the Ber Moshe have tshuvas that this is what they've done, and we're not questioning them, so we're not questioning them. But we're just figuring out for ourselves what is the best to do. You know, tzaddikim gedolim could do, you know, we're not figuring out what their svaras were. But the halacha and how most poskim seem to say is that, you know, it's not what is, for sure not what is lachachila. So it's easy, just have yotze kiddush with someone else, make it a shir, less somebody. I remember sometimes if there was only schnapps in the shul. There's no wine, so what do? So somebody's going to have to make a kiddush on a whole cup of schnapps. They don't have to drink a whole cup of schnapps. Hold like the sheet of the Gaonim that you could give out the schnapps to different people, and their shtia could all be mitznarif. That's better than just making a kiddush on a tiny shear, because there you're making kiddush on the whole shear, it's just that you spread out the shasiyah. But why am I bringing this up here? Because of the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk lover. Rav Aryeh Frumer, the one of Islam was killed by Kiddush Hashem during World War II, during the Holocaust. So he has beautiful tshuvas in Eretz Tzvi, Aleph Chav Gimel, where he has a totally different basis. Forget the Taz. A totally different basis why maybe schnapps you would be able to use less than a shear. He says, because who says schnapps? It's not one of the seven mashkim, Yad Shach Adam, which we're going to get to a little bit on today's daf. It's not one of the seven mashkim that's Machshel Kabbal Tumah, so it's not called a mashke. It's not called a mashke. It comes from barley. It comes from whatever it comes from. And therefore, it's considered an ochel. So all you need is the size of a kezayis. You don't need the size of a revius. And that's why you would require a lesser of a shear. He halacha ravachas b'chaposka mein cholek. Haini d'chol mei peiris chashev menachane apriyatzmo. V'im lo yaya nechshav lo ochel vada hayachay misha mefarik. D'la davka mashi yishka mefarik. He continues. V'fi ha'amor. This is the key. Yesh b'rosh lomar. D'linin yesh shi'urei lebracha achrona b'kizayis. V'lo mitamataz. Rak mishav the yeshu mei peiris. V'eino mizayin mashkim. And therefore, you would go by Lefiza Ola Yafe Minag Yisrael Kadosh B'Yom Shabbos Kodesh on Slochus Katan Shal Yesh, because all you need is a shear of a kezias who shlish beitza, and that holds enough.
Ah,
so Rav Schechter quotes this Eretz Tzvi in Ikvei Atzon. He says, you want to go so far and say, oh, it's a Michael. That's what kezias. He says, then you can't make kiddush on it. You can't make kiddush on food. You can only make kiddush on a drink. See, once you take the svara in l'davar sof, right? You make a kiddush on soup. You make a kiddush on soup. So says Rav Schechter, you need what is called a beverage. You need a beverage. So if somebody's not a beverage, then you can't make kiddush on it. So you want to go so far as to say, oh, it's a kezayis, it's an ochel, the miman of shach, you want to be able to make kiddush on it. Okay, challah is a separate din, a special din of challah. That is the su'udah. Okay, so that has to do with what we said yesterday about an item. By beer, what do we say by beer? It's a drink. It's a drink. One of the days of Tosfos says, and therefore you can make kiddush on it. So to hear, it's a drink. So, you know, you're not going to have, even though it's a beautiful charifus, he says, oh, it's not one of the Zayin Mashkin. He goes through the rayas, but that is not going to be enough for the basis. Okay. That has to do with schnapps. We continue now. Everything you want to know about wine. A couple more halachas coming up today. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Last line. We are in the middle of speaking about how much dilution is needed for wine to be called wine and for you to make a bari for a gafen. So we spoke about Rava, who goes 3-1. Ubiyosa mechdei midaso mipligi. Is there a machlokas? We quoted the machlokas between the Tanakama and Acherim. about how much, what bracha do you make on shimrei yayin, on dregs of wine that has a little, you know, the stuff at the bottom of the barrel. How lees is the official name. How much do you need to be diluted for it to be a shahakol or a bari priyagafen? So it says the Gemara, is there a machlokes? Yosef michnei mizaso, if you pour in more, v'hatanan. But the Mishnah says, in Mesechas Maaseros, hametamed, that means if you create temed. Temed is that mixture of the wine and of the dregs and the water. So hametamed, v'nasamayim b'midah, if you put water in this measured amount, umatza kadei midaso, if you put in 3 cups of water, and then when you get out is also 3 cups of water. It's the same exact amount, putter. Then that liquid that comes out is putter from Maaseros. We're talking about Maaseros here, right? It's the Mishnah in Maaseros. You don't have to take, because that's just water. Right? Last week's Parsha. Esav says, I want to take Maaser from Mayim and Melach. So we say, no, you're Pater. So we said last week from Melach and Teven. And Teven. Here too, water also is not Mechuyav in Maaser. So here too, so it's considered water. Consider water. If you put in 3 and you take out 3, that's just the water that you put in. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Chumra de Maaser, you have to take off. By, if you get out the same exact amount, you assume some of the water got absorbed in and some of the wine came out. And this machlokas is only if you got out exactly what you put in. But everybody would agree, if you get out more, then you'd have to take off by. So you see, there's no machlokas there if it's yosef mechnei midaso. So the Gemara answers no. Hu adin dafilu biyosef mechnei midaso pligi. It could be that the machlokas and the Rabbanan hold that even Yosef Mechnei Midaso, you would be putter from Isris. The Chiddush is that even Mechnei Midaso, Rabbi Yehuda says Chayev. You would have said, what do you mean? You're just getting your water out. Kamash V'lan, no, you still have to give, take off Isris in this case. 2 points. Number one, why are we so interested in the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? To tell me, oh, even here you're Chayev and Meiser? Why aren't we interested in the Chiddush of the Rabbanon? Even when you get out more, you're Pater, why would that be a better Chiddush to say? Koach de hetera adif. Right, the Gemara says in Beis Adaf Beis, Koach de hetera adif. It's always better to say the Koach of Heter. Why is that better? So we've mentioned it many times, the Chiddush of Rashi, Chiddush of Rashi in Beis Adaf Beis, important Rashi to know, where Rashi says, why, if I'm telling you an Isser, telling you a Heter is the greater Chiddush, the Heter, Koach Devri Amatir, Shehu Somech Al Shmuaso, he relies on what he's saying, Ve'eno Yari Lahatir. You go to a Posek and say, oh, you got to be Machmir. He could say that if he doesn't know anything. If he never researched the Sugi, somebody could say to be Machmir. If somebody gives a Heter, that is one of two choices. Either he's just being irresponsible and he really doesn't know much and he's just giving you a Heter. We're not talking about those kind of poskim. We're talking about an authoritative, responsible posik who says mutter. That means he really must really know the sugya in order to be mutter. Anybody can be machmir, they say. But to give a Heter, you gotta have places. And you gotta be comfortable with the halacha and give a Heter. That's the gavlus of Ramosha. You read some tshuvas. Ramosha has certain amazing, historical tshuvas. Post-World War II, his tshuva on Chol of Yisrael, his tshuva, I mean, certain tshuvas changed the face of American Jewry. That's Ramosha. That's Koach De'Atera Adif. He could come up with a svara, kli shlishi. I mean, all of these are Rav Moshe's creations that the Velt relies on. Right? That's just two of them, kli shlishi, Chol of Yisrael. So that is, avakoach ha'osrin ein araya, sha'kol yicholon lahachmir, v'afilu b'dvar ha'mutter. Anybody can be machmir. So that's Rashi. That's why Koach De'Atera Adif. So you should have said, why don't you say here, Koach De'Atera, why don't you say the Chiddush of the Rabbanan and not Rebbe Yehuda? The answer is, the Rashbam gives the answer. The Rashbam doesn't ask the question, but he really gives the answer. Because the Rashbam says, you know what, in the Rabbanan, it's not even a Chiddush. It wouldn't even be a Chiddush, because water is water. It wouldn't be a Chiddush. He says it's so pashit. The Rabbanan, third skinny line. Lo itzrich lemisni yoser mechnei midaso. The milsa de pshitu the potter. It's obvious. The perta chamer b'maya tuba. You have a tiny little drop of flavor in the water. That's water. There's no Chiddush. So that's what he seems to be bothered by, and that's why he gives that answer. Whenever we quote that Rashi, we try to mention the Nodeh Bihuda, the Tzlach, on that Rashi, where he has a Chiddush that says a different svar than Rashi. Koach De'Atera Adif, because if we wouldn't have this psak, what would we do? So what would we do? We would say Savik Daraisa L'Chumra. So that's why the Koach De'Heter is Adif, because it's saying, oh, you could be Matir. Mutter, different what you would have done. Meaning, the Nodeh Bihuda says, if we're talking about a Safik Darabanan, then we'd say Koach De'Isura Adif. Right, that's the tzlach. We take off the isurah because otherwise we would have been mekel. Cause something drabanan lakula. So maybe the tzlach could help us out here, because here we're talking about chumra drabanan, a chumra of taking off meiser just in case. So maybe that's why the Gemara here says he doesn't quote this there, but maybe this could be a raya for him. That maybe this is a raya that koakta isura adif when it comes to isura drabanan. He has a problem there because he has to explain muksa, because the kadosh there is muksa, which is an isur drabanan. But that is the Rashi and the Tzlach in Beitza. One other Ha'ara, the Gemara here tries to compare Meiser and Hilchos Brachos, and the Ramban wonders how you can make that comparison.
The door is actually locked.
Oh, welcome. Baruch Hashem, so the Ramban says, how can you make such a comparison? You compare Hilchos Meiser and Hilchos Brachos. By Meiser, you're talking about Suffolk Tevel. Suffolk Tevel. If something is Suffolk Tevel, then how is it that you'd be able to compare Hilchos Brachos is a Didrabanan? When were Rabbanan Misakin and Bracha? But here we're talking about Tevel. Tevel is Usur, says the Ramban at the Kiddush. There's no Tevel here. If we say it's not called wine, then it would be not called Tevel. Says the Ramban. V'yesh lomar dishmarim lav tevel heim shafilu hametamed umatza alchat tlasa mayim achshavu shenasa yayin v'lo kodem lachin v'lo haya tevel klal hilkach alhecha deleka alchat tlasa mayil arava lav chamrehu upater ve'eno osa midin tevel dipsoles ochlenhi. It's just dregs. It's not food. So once we say, says the Ramban, that it's not called wine, that would be saying it's not called food or a drink either, and therefore you'd be putter totally. That's how we could compare it to Hilchos Brachos. If it's food, you'd make a bracha, and you'd also have this chumra of maisris. If not, then you would just say it is not tevel, it's psolos of Oakland, which does not need a bracha. Okay, let's go weiter. So we spoke about Rashi. I've just started, but we're talking about schnapps, talking about Rashi. And we continue. We have a couple more things today. Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, sixth line. Sadek Zayin Amar Alf. Boy, minay Rav Nachman, Rav Yisla, Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Shmarim sheish bem tam yayin mahu. Let's say you have some dregs with put water in, and it tastes a little bit like wine. What's the din? The Rashbam explains that this Rav Nachman, Rav Yisla must not have known the brisa earlier. The brisa made yesterday. That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. Maybe he didn't know the brisa. Other rishonim say no, he knew the brisa. He was just asking who the halacha is like. One of the two. Amarle, he answers, misavr schamru. You think that's wine? Kiyubamu. It's just tainted and a little flavored water. Meaning, like the shita of the rabbanon, that you would say a shahakol on it. Tan rabbanon, shmarim shel truma rishon v'sheini aser v'shlishi mutter. The Ritva says the following brisa are all chumros derabanan. If I have dregs of truma, shmarim shel truma, rishon, the first cup of liquid that I take out of it is somewhat strong, so, and sheni in the second one, aser, so that's aser, I consider that as truma. Shalishi, once I get to the third cup, so that's really diluted, and mutter, that's going to be mutter. Rabbi Meir Omer, afa shlishi beno saint tam. Ava shlishi b'no saint tam. Even the third cup, shlishi mutter. This third one is mutter because it's so liquidy. I don't consider that even shruma anymore. Rabbi Meir Omer, av shlishi b'no saint tam. Rabbi Meir argues, says no. Even the third cup you take out b'no saint tam. It depends on the taste. If it tastes b'no saint tam, as we have the principle in all many hilchos isurim and hilchos yaradeya, so too here. That's all by truma. Machlokas, first and second cup, or even the third cup. Vishal Meiser. What about Meiser? We're talking here about Meiser Sheni. Rishon Usser, Sheni Mutter. The Rishon is going to be Usser. The first cup you take out, the second one's going to be Mutter, meaning one level down. One level more Lakula. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afa Sheni, but no Saint Tom. No, even the Sheni is no Saint Tom. Rabbi Meir also goes down one level. Vishal Hekdish. Now we go up a level. Hekdish is always more Machmir. Shlishi Usser, Ravi Mutter. The Shlishi is going to be Shlishi is going to be, third cup out is going to be Aser, and Ravi is going to be Mutter. Similar to what somebody asked me at the end of Shir yesterday, 2 days ago, about Tuma. By Tuma and Tara, you have Shlishi only exists by Truma, and Ravi only exists by Hektish. So you also go down here by the Shlumet Rabbanan, the cups that go out. Remeir Omer after Ravi Beno Saint Tam. And Remeir says, even the fourth one by Hektish is Beno Saint Tam. So all of these are Chumras. When is it called Meiser, and when is it not called Meiser? or maybe just see what's going on. V'ramini, asked the Gemara, shall hektish l'olam aser v'shal maiser l'olam mutter. 1 minute, by hektish, the Braisa says, it's always aser. It doesn't matter how many cups you take out. Even a tiny amount. V'shal maiser, it's always mutter. There's no chumra by maiser sheni. Maiser sheni only if they have the real thing. Not if you have something liquidy. So kasha the hektish, a hektish, kasha maiser, a maiser. So you have a kasha in both directions. By hektish, it's two aser here. And against the Braisa, and by Meiser, it's Mutter. So what's the difference? So Hekdesh, Hekdesh, Lokasha, Kadabik, thank you, Kadabik, Dushas, Aguf, Kambudushas, Damim. Maybe the difference between Hekdesh is the two types of Hekdesh that we speak about. Kdushas, Haguf. Let's say you have Kdushas, Aguf. We're not going to mention the Reb Chaim today. By Kdushas, Aguf, you have something that's inherently going to be used on the Mizbeah. I skiv wine. I'm going to use these dregs, this wine, for Nesachim, to pour on the Mizbeach. So that's Kdushas Aguf. That, let's go Rov Rishonim. That is very, very Machmir, because it's Kdushas Aguf. It's actually going to be used, and therefore, one has to make sure that be extra Machmir, that's always Aser. That's the price that says always Aser. Kadab Kdushas Damim. Kdushas Damim is less stringent, and therefore, once it gets very diluted, then you can be Mekel. That's how Rov Rishonim understand it. Kedushas Haguf, you're more Machmir. Kedushas Damim, then you are going to be more Mekel. The Rashba, fascinating historical note here. The Rashba here, where's my Rashba? The Rashba here quotes a different opinion. He says, I know this is what Rov Rishonim say, but I think you could say just the opposite. Just the opposite, I think, could be the Pshat. He says, where is this? Here it is. Maybe I don't have another Rashba. I'll quote it to you from the Ritva. The Rashba, quote it outside. The Rashba says that by Kedushas Aguf, where it's going to be used on the Mizbeach, so that it's only going to be used on the Mizbeach when it's still called wine. When it's wine. And once it's not wine, once it's diluted, then it's not wine anymore. It's not going to be used on the Mizbeach. And therefore, you can be Mekel by Kedushas Aguf. By Kedushas Damim, you gave the value of whatever this is to the Beis HaMikdash. So if there's anything that's relates to the item that you gave, so then one should be machmir, and that the kedushas damim is the one that says hektish forever. So that is what the Rashba says. Where did the Rashba get this from? He says, I think that's the pshat, even though nobody says it. Look in his Talmud Sefer, the Ritva. The Ritva also quotes this, and then he says, I came up with this idea. This is what I think the pshat is. V'chein hiskim imi morinero. My Rebbe agreed with me, meaning the Rashba. Av ma'aseh shekolam afarshim chalukim aleinu. But what can I do? Because everybody argues on us. But it's fascinating. The Rashba doesn't quote his Talmud, right? He says the Ritva quotes that he told his pshat to his Rebbe, the Rashba, and the Rashba agreed with him. And that's why we have that in the Rashba also. But he said everybody argues on us. So Butla Daitenu. Okay. That is the, so Machlokas, Rov Rishonim, which direction it works in, Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. The Ritva also adds, how is it possible to have Kedushas Damim by wine? We have a principle, Kalaroi L'Mizbeach, Eino Yotze Midei Mizbeach La'olam. If you give anything to the Beis HaMikdash that's Ra'oi, you're not allowed to give a Tumim animal for Kedushas Damim. Animals, they have to go Kedushas Mizbeach. So he says, maybe here you gave pasul wine, or you gave dirty wine. You got to give something that's Eino Roy Al Gabe HaMizbeach. Okay, so that's how you answer the Seer of Hektish HaHektish. Meiser HaMeiser Lokasha, also Meiser. Kan BaMeiser Vaday, Kan BaMeiser Demai. Also Meiser. When do we say Meiser has certain chumras? That's by real Meiser Sheni. Real Meiser Sheni, that you're supposed to eat in Yerushalayim, so you have to be Machmer and eat all of these. When it says Aser here, by Meiser, it means you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Kan be Meiser Dmai, that is by Dmai. Dmai, produce that I buy that I'm not sure if Meisers were taken off from this. I know Ame Haaretz are scared of Truma. They take off Truma Gedola, but they don't take off Meiser Rishon, and therefore they don't take off Truma's Meiser from the Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni. So even though Rov Ame Haaretz are Maaser, Dindur Abanan, Chazal said that we have to be Mafrish from Demai. Okay, so we're Mekel though on Demai because it's only a Suffolk. The Aspen Daraiser of Yosef Engel in Klal Vav, just to mention it, he has the Chakira that other Achronim follow him have, and that is, what happens if I eat Demai and it really Truma's Meiser were taken off it? Do I get any kind of Avera? Was the motivation of the Takana of Demai that maybe Rov Ame Aretz, some Ame Aretz are not Ma'aser, and therefore what? And therefore it's all Mishum Safek? Or did Chazal make Demai a Cheftza of Ma'acholos Asuros, even though, we don't know, even though Meiser might have been taken off, but if you don't know, So then it's considered machalas asuros for me, and I violated, and this is the Rabbanan, by eating demai, even if maaser had been taken off. So that is a discussion he has. He quotes Raya's Lakan Lakan, but that's his suffix, nistapakti. And again, some halachas of demai, you know, so then you have to explain why is an achsanoi, for a third parak in demai, achsanoi and a guest traveling, you're allowed to eat demai. So you can still explain that either way. You could say, kahai gavna chazal, we're not misaki in this din. So there are ways to get out of most of the cases that point in one direction, but that is the chakira. He goes back and forth. Kill old Dilma, kiva chasr chazal achila demai, kozman she'en yodea havile iser be'etzem afim iser ha'amaretz kozman she'ha'ochel lo yodea she'iser. That is a chakira. Whenever demai comes up, we can mention that in Klavab. And he quotes, I don't think he quotes our Gemara at all, but he quotes other Gemaras. In Bava Metzia, we discussed it. Daf Nun Gimel and Achulin, other Gemaras that discuss it. Okay.
I wonder if it's the same question if you eat something without a
hechsher. Interesting, right? If you eat something without a hechsher, there was no special, specific din that if you eat this, you can't eat this. That's just not kosher. Savi d'arais and savi d'rabanan. Here, there was a specific takana, this kind of food that you buy from an Am Ha'aretz that you don't know about. Chazal specifically targeted it. Other times, you probably just have those regular rules. Savi d'arais and savi d'rabanan.
No, it's something that doesn't have a hechsher.
It doesn't have a hechsher. So you're not... So is that included in the din of demai? I mean, you're...
Forget about demai. I'm just talking about something.
Right, let's say it ends up being kosher. As a bikosha. So I would say you at least violate, you're at least mevatel the assay, the Rambam Paskin, the Rambam holds of a mitzvah assay to check animals simanim. Separate mitzvah, bedika simanim, the Rambam says, to check if something is kosher or not. The Ramban argues, that's not a mitzvah. The Ramban says, it's a mitzvah just to eat kosher. You have to check if it's kosher or not. But the Rambam Paskin, the Chinuch quotes it also, a separate mitzvah assay of bedika simanim. So I always thought that would include checking for hechsherim on foods. What's bidika? Well, none of us are butchers. None of us are shoftim. So you're in a store. You check for the correct ashkacha, right? So or a ashkacha. So I think that, so at least mevat bittul asay, I would say. But because it's not specifically targeted like to mice, I don't know if it would have the same halacha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, Kederach Amar Linyan Yisurin, Kach Amar Linyan Hechsheron. Just like we say regarding Yisurin, what we just said, there's the levels of how diluted something is to go from the status of wine, which would have isurim, to water. So too l'inyan heksher, regarding being mukshel kabel tuma. For mukshel kabel tuma, the same rules would apply. So the Gemara says heksher and demai. This is not demai, this is demai of what? Right, the heksher of what are we talking about? We're talking about if it goes, when is it considered wine, when is it considered water? What difference does it make? They're both two of the seven liquids. E demaya achshirei machshirei. E decham achshirei machshirei. Whatever it is, if it's wine or water, what difference does it make? Well, it's considered, regarding hechsher, it still should be able to be lekabel tuma, whether it's water or wine. So tzricha shetimdu megeshamim. No, the case is that we're talking about rainwater. Talking about rainwater. What's the issue of rainwater? We mentioned in the past that to be machshir lekabel tuma, it has to be one of the seven liquids, Yad Shach Adam, right? Mishnah and Machshirin list those off. I think it's in Perek Gimel, Perek Zayin, one of the two. Yad Shach Adam, and also it has to go on the item Beratzon Habaylim. If I'm not happy, if it's not nichali that the liquid goes on the tomato Beratzoni, then it's not Mukshal Kabel Tuma. That's the halacha. It has to be brought on based on the drasha ki yutan ki yitain. So that's the halacha. So here, so says the Gemara, maybe we're talking about rainwater. We're talking about rainwater, so then I never moved it, and therefore it's not mukshel kabel tuma. The Rashbam here adds an important point, which is argued upon. What do you mean rainwater? So water you have to move, and rainwater you have to move. Don't you have the same? What's the unique to rainwater? Says the Rashbam, no. You only need, this is a chiddush of the Rashbam. You can look at the eighth medium line in the Rashbam. Avali chashvinan leyayin machshir below machshava. The Rashbam comes up with a chiddush which Tosfos says has no basis in Shas. The Rashbam says that whole idea about needing ratzon is only by water. Wine does not need it. The other mashkim does not need that din of kiyitin, kuyutan, of the need for machshava. That is the Rashbam. That's the question here. We're talking about megeshamim. So megeshamim does not need, maybe it's like the wine, which does not need machshava. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Nowhere in Shas does it make such a distinction. It applies it to all the seven liquids. You need machshavah. So Tosfos says a different pshat. Rain needs two things. You're right. It says rain. What's the pshat of the line? Notice that rain needs two things. By rain, you first have to think of it as a liquid. By the other liquids, they're automatically liquids. Rain, you have to think of as a liquid, and then you have to be happy that it goes on. So that's the chiddush by rainwater. Maybe you never thought of it as a liquid, as a mashke. That's the chiddush. But the Gemara says, one second, v'kiva dekashokel v'rami luhulamanach shavinu. The second that you pour out the first one, right, we're saying all these halachas, the first cup, the second cup, the third cup, once you pour out the first cup, then you're already machshirit, because you're already happy with its going on, the object, the item. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha denitba me'elav. No, it became, the water was not poured into the dregs, right, which would make it mukshar, but it fell in by itself. So where it says, v'kiva t'kanogid kama kama achshavenu, so each time you take out a cup, you're moving it and you're happy with that liquid touching, whatever you're doing. So amar papa, b'parsha shosa rishon rishon. How would you ever have a case that the third cup we'll have a shayla and it's not mukshar yet. So if that's the case, let's say the cow drunk out of this bowl the first two, once, twice. So it can't come up. You can't come up with a hechi timsi of a third cup coming out of this mixture not being mukshar yet. So that is how it is possible. Okay, but just remember, it's an important Rashbam and Tosfos here about the seven mashkims. You need machshava for all seven mashkim. That's what Rov Rishonim say. That's what Tosfos says here. Or the Rashbam says, you only need it by mayim, by that one. Vaiter, two dots. Halacha l'maisa, coming up. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia, Amar Rav. Enomrim kiddush al hayom, el al yayin haroi l'nasech al gabi hamizbeach. Rav's statement. Rav says, to make kiddush Friday night, you only can make kiddush on wine that's fit to be poured on the mizbeach for nesachim. That's the kind of wine you need. So what's excluded from that? What's excluded? So first we're pashut the yin. First let's do the Gemara. The Rishonim might add on some things, but first what does the Gemara exclude? So let's do the Gemara first. Don't let me go before I do this tosis on the bottom. But first we do the Gemara. Limutei mai. What is this excluding? What is Rav excluding? Ilem limutei yayin migito. Are we excluding wine fresh that was just pressed? Freshly pressed wine that just came out. V'hatani Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi Chiya says, Yayin migita lo yavi. You shouldn't bring yayin that was freshly pressed for the mizbeach. V'im hevi kasher. But if you did bring it, it's b'dievet okay. And we have the principle, v'kiven dim hevi kasher, if it's b'dievet okay on the mizbeach, anan afilu l'chadchila nami. So then for Kiddush, we can use even l'chadchila. Kiddush is always one step down. D'yama Rava, because after all, Rava says, Sochit adam eshkol shal anavim. The Omer love Kiddush Hayom. Rava says you could squeeze out a cluster of grapes and use it for Kiddush. Meaning right after you squeeze it out, you can use it for Kiddush. So therefore, you can always go down a level. By the way, so that is one of the halachas, one of the phrases. Right after you squeeze grapes, it's not mishacher. If I squeeze a bunch of grapes and I put it in a cup and I drink it, that's not going to make me drunk. Right, it doesn't have that element of yayin hamishacher, the power of intoxication. So this is one of the rayas of 98% of poskim that say there's no problem whatsoever with making kiddush on grape juice. Why? It's not intoxicating. I could have a lot of grape juice, it's just going to give me a stomachache. It's not going to make me drunk. Right? The answer is so what? Yayin, the wine itself, even though there are sources, the Gemara at the beginning of Kesem Avarchin calls yayin, what's a part of the definition of yayin, mishacher, but that doesn't mean that every single wine has to make you mishacher. It's just the category is mishacher. But what? It's the potential, right?
No, but grape juice has no potential.
Okay, it's either, right, you're right, this Gemara wouldn't just say the potential, but the way Rav Tzvi Pesach says it in a tshuva, once something gets a shem yayin, cooking it and pasteurizing it is not going to remove its shem yayin.
Is that to say that grape juice is
royal
for the mizbeach?
Is grape juice bidyeved, maybe, in a chinami. If you say grape juice has the same status, then maybe grape juice is also royal, gamma mizbeach, bidyeved.
You have to say that.
Right, like yayin migito. So says the, so that is, the Rav Tzvi Pesach has a tshuva about this in the Har Tzvi, about why is grape juice okay? Because he says once it gets a shem yayin, right when it comes out, it has a shem yayin. So who says this is going to lose its shem yayin? There were those under 75 years ago, when Rav Tzvi Pesach wrote the tshuva, who didn't even want to make a bray per agafen on grape juice, let alone, they wanted to make a shahakol, let alone using it for kiddush. But Rav Tzvi Pesach already then, that's not, he's the tshuva that said that there's no problem when it comes to grape juice. What about the seder? So again, 99%, Rav Neuwirth uses grape juice at the Seder, right? Because he's always asking, they say he's always asked Shilas in the middle of the Seder, so he doesn't want to even at the Seder have wine. There is a Chumrah quoted in the Kol Dodi Haggadah, Rav David Feinstein's Haggadah, where he quotes from his father, Rav Moshe, it's not quoted in the Tshuvas, where he quotes from his father that Rav Moshe was makbid to have Yain HaMashacher at the Seder. Why? Because of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yehuda had headaches from the Dalad Kosos from Pesach to Shavuos. Why headaches? Why didn't he use grape juice? Must be you have to use wine. Okay, you could also say that maybe they didn't have grape juice then. But even Rav Moshe says that if you mix it, it's okay. You put a little wine into your grape juice. That's okay. Even l'chumrah. L'chadchila we paskin, roa poskin, doesn't matter. But special, or Moshe says, it's a special name of Yain HaMashacher on at the Seder night. But even if one wants to be Machmir, to be Yotzei, that Rav Moshe, one could use, just mix it a little bit. Okay, but the Gemara says, so what's being excluded? Kiddush, you have to use Yain HaRoel HaNasakam HaMizbeach, it can't be Yain Mikito, because we see, Sochid Ad HaMeshkol Shel Anavim. So just one Ha'ara. This wouldn't have caught my eye had I not learned something last week. But the Ritva here says, if you look, read that line about Beferish, squeeze out a cluster of grapes and make Kiddush on it. Obviously, you're not squeezing it out on Shabbos. It means squeeze it out before Shabbos and then use it on Shabbos. There's a story, I quoted a couple weeks ago in the Parsha Shir, the biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman, so he quotes on page Kuf Nun Tes, in volume 1, he quotes that Rav Avraham Chaim Noah is one of the greats. He and Rav Shlomo, the different shiurim that we have is manazeh. We have the shiurim of Rav Chaim Noah and the shiurim of the Chazonish. The Chazonish are always bigger because he says the eggs got smaller, like the Nodabi Yehuda. So Rav Chaim Noah, he wrote the Ksos HaShulchan. So he always put Piskei Halachas into the Torani newspapers. So one time he put a whole ad into the newspapers which said you're not allowed to squeeze grapes on Shabbos. Wonderful. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the next time he met him, says he asked Rav Chaim Noah. He says, what, you have to put in Mefurash Shulchan Aruch into the newspaper? Put in Psakim that are not clear. To put Mefurash Shulchan Aruch into the newspaper? So Rav Chaim Noah says, I'm very happy that you asked, but you know what? Litzari, people didn't know that halacha. Rabbanim didn't know that halacha. Why? I found a Yehudi Bar Uryan, Baal Mishnah, Sheba Ta'usu Choshev, he thought, Shadavar Mutter. Why? Because one Friday night, after I finished speaking to him, after davening, he said, okay, have a good Shabbos. I'm going home to be Mekayim the Gemara. Sochid Adam Eshkol Shel Anavim V'Omer Alav Kiddush Hayom. I'm going back to Mekayim the Gemara. So he said, what are you talking about? The Gemara said, you have to squeeze it before Shabbos. And then his Mefurish says, Isadar Isav, Schita of Dash. So he says, that's why sometimes even Mefurish Shulchan Aruch have to be put into the newspapers. Right? People might not read the Shulchan Aruch, but they'll read every chumrah that's quoted in every advertisement in the newspaper. The newest chumrah! Right? How about the Shulchan Aruch? Salacha. So if I put in Shulchan Aruch, right, the big joke, if Gezel was said as a Yesh Machmirim, so maybe we'd be a little more careful. It's in the Aseret HaDibros. Okay. But we got to be very careful about everything in the Aseret HaDibros, in the every little halacha. Anyways, that's the Ritva here notes it, but it's the story of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Weiter. So what's it excluding? What's this line excluding? You have to use wine that can be fit on the mizbeach. The elah second line, the mutei mipiyo mishuleha. Maybe it means the dregs. The dregs from the bottom of the barrel you shouldn't use, and from the top of the barrel that float to the top. So again we say, v'hatani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, mipiyo mishulelo yavivim hevi kasher. That's okay b'diavad. For the mizbeach, so then it's okay l'chavchila for kiddush. V'yel l'mutei yayin kushi. Maybe it's excluding black wine, borek, or white inferior wine, hilistone, sweet wine that's very weak, shelmartef, wine that sits in cellars that was not checked whether it started to spoil, sheltsamukim, or raisin wine. So maybe all of these, are those being excluded? So again, the Gemara says, v'hatanya, b'kulam lo yavim, maybe kasher. Again, they're all okay b'di'eved. So if they're all okay b'di'eved, so then it's okay l'chadchila for kiddush. So the elalimude yayin kose. So must be excluding spoiling wine, mazuk, diluted wine, megula, wine that was left overnight, and you're worried that a snake put his venom in there. Vishel shmarim, or full of dregs. Vishel rechara, that smell. The tanya, because in all these cases, we learned bekulam yavivim hevi pasul. So these are the cases that must be excluded. So the Gemara says lemute mai. Which of these are being excluded? Ilimute koseis, are we excluding wine that started to spoil? Plukta Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levihi. That's a machlokes we discussed 2 days ago. Right? It's a machlokes, whether it's starting to spoil wine, right? There were some that said you make a brick off on that, so why should that be a problem? Ilimute mazuk, if it's to exclude diluted wine, that can't be, because aluye ilaye. diluting wine makes it even better. Then Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, as we said yesterday, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Lazar B'Koshal Bracha She'mevarchan Alav Ashitin L'Tocho Mayim. I'm going to quote this exactly, but it relates to yesterday. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, you can't make a bracha on a koshal bracha, right? In the olden days where it was very strong, until you dilute it. So diluting it makes it better. That can't be being excluded. What? Right, so that's, we have to figure out what it means there. We have to figure out what that means. Ilimute Megula. If it's excluding Megula wine, Sakanahi. That's a sakana, meaning you can't use it even during the week, let alone Kiddush. So that wouldn't be what's excluded. By the way, does that halacha apply to Bizman Hazeh? So Shulchan Aruch says no. Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of Yain Megula and says, nowadays you don't have to worry about it. But the Vilna Gaon was very machmir about it. The Pischei Tshuva there, in Yaradeya, Simin, Kuf, Kuf Tezayin, right, in Hilchas Macholos Misukanos, right, so then in that case, he quoted the Pischei Tshuva, quote to the Gra, I'll quote it to you from the Maaser Rav, Gilui Aser, Af She'ein Nachashim Mitzuyim Beinenu, V'huz Al Nizar Ma'od B'davar. That's the Maaser Rav Osadakei, the Vilna Gaon. He quotes in a footnote that one time, one of his Talmidim, who always used to bring him water, one time, he always was very machbid, but one time there was a big storm and there was no water, he couldn't go down to the river, so he brought him Yayin Megulim without telling him. So he brought him Yayin Megulim, the Gra, the night before, when he went to sleep. And the next morning after Shachris, the Gra comes over to the Talmud and says, why'd you give me Yayin Megulim? He says, what do you mean? He says, that was the worst Shachris I've ever had. I couldn't concentrate. I saw visions in my mind. He says, never do that again. So the Gra knew, the Gra was very machmed, even though we don't realize it, you know, what's the problem? So the Gra was machmed about Yayin Megulim. So that's the Vilna Gaon. But the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. So the Gemara did is, Ilam Utei Shal Shmarim, if it's excluding dregs, say Echidami. What's the ratio? Idram Atlas of Asa Riv Arba Chamim Aliyu. If you put in 3 cups of water and you get out 4, that's good wine. Idram Atlas of Asa Tlas Opaga Pukdraban of Achirmi. As we mentioned yesterday, if you put in 3 and you get out 3.5, that's a Machlokas, the end of yesterday's daf. So what's being excluded? Which of those in that brisa should really be excluded? Ela lemuteisha recho ra. Either the one that smells bad, you can't make kiddush on one that smells bad, vibayseima, or lo'olam lemute megula. Or is excluding the megula one? Aye, megula, you can't even use during the week? No. V'yavagav da'avrin bimisanenis. The kiddush is, even if you put it through a strainer, k'reb nechemya, like nechemya says, you can put it through a strainer and get out the poison, still you should not use it. Afilu hachi, hakriveyu nolafachasecha, hayirtzecho ayisafanecha. That's the pasuk that's used for doing mitzvahs in a disgusting way. Don't bring these karbanas. Don't bring the lame karbanas as a karban. So too, don't use this for, even though you got the poison or the venom out, you shouldn't use this for kiddush. Good, let's just finish, let's stop there for a second. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's excluded from this line? What's excluded from this line is wine that smells bad and Yayin Megulim. So the Rishonim say, is that it? What about Yayin Mevushal? Yayin Mevushal is not mentioned in the Gemara. Says Tosfos, you know why it's not mentioned? Because only the two in the Gemara are excluded. Says Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos and Amud Aleph, Beferish. Tosfos says, Yayin Mevushal is fine for Kiddush. No problem. The Gemara doesn't exclude it. Elsewhere, I'll prove it to you also, but this Gemara, the Raya, is from omission. There's no problem with Yayin Mevushal, and this is what the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah Nechas Kiddush says, no problem, Yayin Mevushal, and that's what the Minhag HaOlam is. Who argues? The Rambam.
Is Yayin
Mevushal right for the Mizbeach? I don't think so. I'm saying because it's not an exact parallel. It's not. It's only what's excluded in the Gemara. Not everything that is Eino Roy al Gabi HaMizbeach is Eino Roy for Kiddush. Rav makes this statement, and we say what is excluded from that? These specific cases. But it's not an exact parallel. That's how the Rishonim would understand it. Right? That's what Tosfos says at the bottom of an Aleph. Ein lo chiyach mikan. The Yayin Mevushal, you can't prove from here that it's okay, but you can prove from Shkalim that it's Yayin Gomer. So why don't we just say everything is not Royal Gomer Mizbeach? Why do we go through every case? It might not be a full parallel. But the Rambam says, where's the Rambam? The Rambam of the Kiddush says it is. The Rambam says, Ein Makachin Ella Al Hayayin Haroy Lanasek Al Gabi Mizbeach. Lefichach. Right, so the Gemara goes through what is that specifically excluding? Why doesn't the Gemara say if there were more cases? How to understand that's referring to certain psulim. That's what you would have to say. It's referring to certain psulim. But the Rambam says Beferish and Chaf Tes Tesvav O Mevushal Ein makashin alecha mihem. Says the Raiva there, I don't agree. The Rambam even quotes Gaonim that are matir, and he says, the Rabbi says, Emesuzet, who he quotes here, is correct. Meaning you're allowed to make Kiddush Ayin Mevushal, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Beis. Reish Ayin Beis, how do you remember? When you're very hungry when you come make Kiddush at night, on Friday night. So Ra'ev, you're hungry, what are you allowed to make Kiddush on? That's the Simon, Reish Ayin Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, that there's no problem to use, he says, Makachin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mikashin olayim mevushal olayim sheish botvash. V'yesh omrim she'im mikashin olayim. Shulchan Aruch quotes two days. Ramah ve'aminog lekadish alav afilu yesh lo yayin acher rak she'ino tov. Come on, mevushal or b'yesh botvash. The minhag wants to use mevushal, especially if one has non-Jewish help around the house. You can only run into problems with non-mevushal wine. Again, most wine that we have nowadays is mevushal anyway. But certain fancy wines are non-mevushal. I think one of the kedem, one of the bottles, you got to know, one of the big fat ones I remember, was the big fat grape juice was not mevushal and the regular one was mevushal. I don't remember exactly. But if somebody checks, if something's not mevushal and somebody has non-Jewish help in the house, one has to be extremely careful that it has a double seal and is locked up. I have one Rebbe once told me that he's machped for the Rambam not to use mevushal, so he has a safe in his house. So he takes it out once a week, he uses it for Kiddush, and then he puts it back in the safe. If you leave it in the fridge, it becomes stam yenum. If there's a non-Jew in the house when you're not home and there's wine in the fridge that's open, then it is a problem. So that is more about Yayin. That's Yayin Mevushal. Just finish up two more lines. Boy Minerif Kahana, Chamuadrim. Oh, we didn't get to say. Okay. Disposable cups. Also based on this Tosfos. We mentioned in the past, second Tosfos, Machlokas or Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer about using a disposable cup for Kiddush. So that's based on this little Tosfos here, second Tosfos. But let us continue. Boy Minerif Kahana, Chamuadrim, Misharshi, Mirava. One more statement. Chamar Chivaryan Mahu. Could you use Chamar Chivaryan? Mechuvar is white. You allowed to use white wine? For what? For what? So the Rashbam here says we're talking about Nesachim. On the Mizbeach. The Ramban says we're talking about Kiddush. Use it for Kiddush? So Amarlei, Altira Yayin Ki is Hadam. Don't focus so much on wine when it's red. Meaning red wine is the best, and therefore you shouldn't focus on it. So according to the Ramban, it sounds like this Gemara says you should use red wine for Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that also. L'chadchila, red wine, unless white wine is superior. If white wine is superior, then you can use the white wine, no problem, even on a l'chadchila level. There is a kapeh to the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchas Pesach. In Hilchas Pesach, to use red wine, zecher to the dam, zecher to the makos. But fascinating, the Taz there in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tuf Ayin Beis, the Taz says, nowadays, even though the Shulchan Aruch says we should use red wine, we don't use red wine because of all of the Alilos Dam, all of the blood libels. So nowadays, we just use, right there, 1648, Tach Fatat. So it says the Taz, we're not makpid for the Shulchan Aruch because of the Sakanis Nefashos. And then the Gemara just says, Kankan and Besharon V'chulu, Te'et Tana, Pitzos, Naos, Umugufaros. What does it mean? Kankanim and Sharon, that they have certain ratios of how many kankanim you're allowed to sell and how many are allowed to be bad. We're talking about barrels that are good barrels that were resealed. Migufaros. They were resealed. Those are the ones that aren't going to last forever. They're resealed barrels, but they still hold. So those are the ones. The ratio in the Mishnah is talking about those types of barrels, not ones that are totally perfect, barrels that were never opened before. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And a lot of wine today, and we will continue. Again, today's shiur was the Refuah Shalema, Malka Bas Chava. She should have a complete Refuah, sponsored by Jeremy Kurtz.